You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hannah Baba. When San Francisco voters go to the polls, they'll have 8 mayoral candidates to consider, and we're talking with all of them. Today, Amy Farrah Weiss. We asked her first for a one-minute summary of why she should be the next mayor.
Whoever becomes our next mayor needs to focus on stabilizing our systems and our neighborhoods and neighbors in crisis and have a really good economic analysis on how we can work towards meeting the essential needs of our residents while maintaining our systems and growing sustainably. And I have a unique background in that way. I also, am a product of California Bay Area public schools, from kindergarten to De Anza Community College to UC Santa Cruz to my master's in organizational development from SF State. And so I learned critical thinking skills and a framework for how to engage in the world here in the Bay Area, and I want to be in service to that. And I've been trying to do this work, working with City Hall over the last 2.5 years as the founder and director of the St. Francis Homelessness Challenge. And no matter who becomes mayor, I want to work with them or lead the way to healing our neighbors who are living in crisis right now.
That's Amy Farrah Weiss. Weiss considers herself a community activist and organizer, and she also ran for mayor last time around in 2015. KELW's Ben Trefney spoke at length with her about her current campaign, including what she's learning from her work on the St. Francis Homelessness Challenge. Here's an excerpt of their conversation.
What we do with the St. Francis Homelessness Challenge is that we create these transitional shelters that are on caster wheels, and you could think of them like a mobile SRO, a mobile single room occupancy.
But it's not as big as an SRO hotel.
Well, actually, some of them are quite small. This is some of the SROs are quite small. I've been in some that it would shock you. But 5 by 8 by 8, which has a, shelving.
8 feet tall.
8 feet tall. So it has shelving and it has a platform for sleeping on and storage underneath. And we also have additional storage capacity. The idea is that this whole program is based on reasonable agreements and responsibilities. And so
you bring a bunch of these 5 by 8 by 8 shelters.
We build them together. Mm-hmm. If I become mayor, or if I'm working with a mayor who becomes elected, who wants to truly treat this like a crisis, we have a summer of love and logic. We actually invite the whole city, businesses, impacted neighbors, encampment residents to, we'll identify the locations where this can be. And generally, I like to focus on already impacted neighborhoods because they're already feeling the pain. And this is actually a solution to the pain.
Where this would be the Mission District.
SOMA, but every district has at least 50 people that are currently unsheltered. And so every district can have one of these spaces, but you could have one space that has 5 residents in the village. But here's the thing, is that there's a whole program that's set up so that it's a community integration team. And in our pilot over at the Impact Hub, there are 3 neighbors that live next door that we have weekly meetings with the resident in transition who was living on the street for a couple of years. She went into the navigation center for a while, but was exited after 30 days without being offered housing. And, there's also a challenge with some people not wanting to accept SRO rooms because they require a payee. And so there's a certain amount of the population that have been offered SRO rooms, but still aren't ready for that transition for what it entails to move forward. So what we're offering is, we're saying no more do we let someone sleep on the street without access to a toilet. Can I get an amen? Can everybody in San Francisco agree that no more we allow someone to live in a place where they feel like they don't belong, they're a pariah on society? We meet essential needs, but that means that we ask people to give back in terms of supporting the operation of the village and the neighborhood. So it's actually a community benefit. But one thing to really point out here is that for the same amount of money we currently spend, $30 million on moving people around, I have a model where we could build these individual shelters in a structured environment with 60 hours of on-site support service for transition, for resident empowerment and working and living together, for community integration, 60 hours of on-site services for every 20 people in the least restrictive, most autonomous environment. I have a background in transitional housing and mental health and living in intentional healing communities. I understand. I'm a subject matter expert in this. I've been doing this work. I know how to do it. I am running for mayor because I am sick and tired of the Board of Supervisors and what was the Lee administration and now is the Farrell administration deciding to treat the symptoms and not heal at the root with something that started in the 60s with Ronald Reagan as governor and continued up to his presidency in the 80s. And I'm 41 years old and I'm saying I've seen homelessness in San Francisco since I was a kid. And I'm saying it's time to actually do something different, treat it like a crisis, create a new bottom rung where people have a place to heal and get housed in community, and we export this and we deal with this as a city, as a region, as a state, as a country right now. And it starts with San Francisco.
That's Amy Farrah Weiss. She is a candidate for mayor of San Francisco. All right, so lightning round. You ready?
Ready.
Okay, the first question is, what do you think of public transportation in San Francisco?
Well, ample room for improvement, obviously. But right now we're figuring out how to transition from private car ownership as a model that's been accepted into how do we sustain without that. And there are some growing pains and we need to figure out how to make it more accessible.
San Francisco as a sanctuary city.
Continue on.
What do you think about the use of tasers in policing?
We don't need an additional weapon before we learn how to use crisis de-escalation skills.
The Golden State Warriors coming to San Francisco.
Well, I think that the Warriors should do their part to continue to invest in the part of Oakland that they left behind because there's a lot of need for economic opportunity there. I think it's really sad that Ed Lee's legacy that he proposed was a sports arena in a time of such economic disparity, and that it's Chase Bank that is the name of that stadium. It just tells you all that's wrong with San Francisco right now.
The Central Subway.
Yes.
Electric scooters.
I was very vocal. I think I might have been the first mayoral candidate to say that we can't allow them to come onto the streets in this way with complete disregard for a process. And it's important for us to figure out that last mile, so to speak, between Muni and BART and the destination. And we can look into this, but there's once again, they're paying workers minimum wage to recharge these things. They're expendable. I guess they have a shelf life of 2 months to 6 months at best. And so there's going to be a lot of e-waste. It's venture capitalists just using us as their testing ground with hundreds of millions of dollars. I don't appreciate it. Let's work together to truly solve these issues of transportation, but in a way that's respectful of process.
What do you hate most about San Francisco?
I hate that City Hall hasn't treated the encampment and shelter shortage crisis like a true crisis.
What do you love most about San Francisco?
I love that we live in the city of St. Francis with the motto of do what's necessary, do what's possible, and soon you will be doing the impossible.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
That's an excerpt from Ben Trefney's conversation with San Francisco mayoral candidate Amy Farrah Weiss. He also asked her about climate change.
Let's go ahead and say we're going to prepare for rising sea level and be really responsible with our development, but we're also going to prevent it by pulling out our funds from fossil fuel companies.
Racism.
I would say our African-American residents require some reparations for institutionalized racism and redlining.
And economics.
There has been a wave of prosperity, but a lot of people have been drowned by it rather than been lifted up.
You can hear that full conversation at kalw.org. Click Cross Currents.